We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to the beginning of Sif Hei, top line on page 46. The Mechaber says, Mutter loseis al pi kideras chamin b'shabbos, tavshil shenizbashel mi'erev shabbos kol tzarko. You are allowed to place on top of a pot of hot food on Shabbos a dish that was cooked already from before Shabbos to the full extent, kigon pandish, like pandish, as we'll see, is some baked dough with meat inside, v'kayotziben, or something similar, l'chamamon, to warm it up. L'fi she'ein derech bishul b'kach. That is not a way of cooking. This is a case of putting some meat roll on top of your chulent that's on the crock pot. Aval lahat min tachas ha'begodim ha'nasunum agabe ha'mechom v'adei aser. But to insulate the food inside garments or anything else that will insulate it on top of the crock pot or on top of the urn, that would be a problem. So here the Mechaber tells us that it is mutter to take something that was fully cooked from before Shabbos and to warm it up on top of the chulin. Says the Rama, V'hu adin sha'osr la'nicho agabe kira afilo grufa uketuma. It's also osr to place it initially for the first time on Shabbos onto a stove, even if it is garufakatum. De lo itiru ela chazora ukederel shenizbayer. Because the only thing you're allowed to do to put it on a kira is following the rules of chazora that we learned earlier. That's what you're allowed to do, but not to have the initial placing on the kira, even if it's garufakatum. It has to be a case of chazora. There are those who matir, putting something that is fully cooked inside an oven that was baked in on Friday. Since food was not kept in it going into Shabbos, so it was not so hot going into Shabbos, it was just used for baking on Erev Shabbos, so nishar bo rak hevel ma'at. There only remains inside the oven a little bit of heat. The ain lachosh lebishul, and therefore we don't have to worry about bishul. Ubilvad shelo yitzdanin lagamri, as long as the food that you're going to put in there to warm up did not cool off totally. V'yesh machmirim bazeh shim hachom kol kach batanur shayatzu letus bo aser. There are those who are machmir, I'm meaning it like the girsa of the mishabura that we'll see in Tzadik Gimel, that it's not vi'im, it's she'im. There are those who are machmir in this case, that if the heat inside the oven is yatzu letus bo, that it would be aser. Again, we'll go back and explain everything carefully with the Mishabura shortly. The Ayin Lekamon Simen Shin Yud Ches. And then the Ramo says, V'chol ha'dvarim she'asar la'asos midvarim elu. All these things that are forbidden to be done, asar lomer le'eno Yehudi la'asos. It's also asar to ask a goy to do it. L'chein asar lomer le'eno Yehudi. Therefore, you cannot tell a goy, L'hochem ha'kedeirim nitztanein, to warm up a pot if it cooled off. V'im asakein, and if you did this when you weren't supposed to, Osir la'achlo afilu tzonin, you're forbidden to eat it on Shabbos, even if it cooled off again and went back to its original state, it will still be osir. Omnam, im lo nitzani kol kach, if it did not cool off totally, shadayin ru'uyim lechol, it was still warm enough to eat it initially. Im chimamu oso ha'enam yehudim mutarim lechol, if then the guy heated it up from the state of being still warm, so then it would be mutter to eat because it was edible already. Now we will go back and see everything with the Mishabura. The Mechaber had started off and told us again that you're allowed to put a pot of food that's fully cooked on top of the pot of chulent or anything else that is cooking. That would be permissible. So the Mishabura says, "Al pi kideras chamin sifkadam pehei afilu hi omedes al ha'esh." Even if the chulent or any pot of food is on the fire, you're allowed to put other food on top of that pot to warm it up on Shabbos, as long as we say it was nispashel from before Shabbos called tzarko. Sifkotam peivav. Da, you should know. Didas ha-rashba didover shekfar nispashel. The Rashba is of the opinion that something that was already cooked, afilu im nitztanein achar kach legamri, even if it cools off totally afterwards, su leis be mishum bishul. There is no longer a problem of bishul. Afilu hu dover sheyesh bo rotev. Even if there's something with a sauce, something liquidy, there is no bishul achar bishul according to the Rashba, even if it's a liquid, even if it totally cooled off. However, the Shulchan Aruch is so same in Shin Yud Ches, like the sheet of the Rosh, unlike the Rashbush, as over the Rosh holds, something that has a soup, something that has liquid in it, in nitztanein, if the liquid cooled off, yeshbo achar kach od mishum bishul. There is a problem of bishul achar bishul by liquids that cooled off. V'hocha b'pandish. Here, when we're discussing heating up the pandish, the mekel ha-shulchan aruch l'chamimam, where the shulchan aruch is lenient in warming it up, v'afilu im yia yatsu ledesbo, even if it's going to heat up to the point of yatsu ledesbo, mishum dehu davar she'en barotev. That's because pandish is a food that is dry, there is no liquid there. Ki pandish hu lechem afui hamamula basar. It is bread that is baked and it's filled with meat. It's like a deli roll. And in that case, everyone agrees, the rash for the rush, everyone agrees, there is no bishul achar bishul when it comes to salads. Af im nitzdanim lagamri, even if it was fully cooled off. Kamosha kasev simen shin yud ches sif tes vav. And therefore, even though we go in the Shulchan Aruch like the rush later on, that bishul achar bishul is a problem by liquids. However, by salads, which we're discussing over here, there's no bishul achar bishul. And therefore, if this deli roll was fully cooked, you can warm it up on Shabbos morning on top of your crock pot that has your chulent in it. And the reason for that is, l'fi she'ein derech bishul b'kach. If katan pezai, and this is not a normal way to cook, you don't cook on top of another pot. Ratzalomer needs to say the after kaimalon she'osar liten lechadchila b'shabes al hakira afilu nispashal kol tzarkav hudavracham. Even though we hold that it's osar not to do chazara but to put an initial placement on Shabbos on a stove, even food that was fully cooked and it's hot, the gama kira grufa v'ketuma, and the oven is garfa katum. So even though it's osar to make an initial placement, which we're allowing over here, an initial placement, it wasn't on the stove before Shabbos. It was taken from the fridge to put on the crock pot. But we say to take it from the fridge and to put it on an oven that's gar for katum is going to be usur. Hasam hatam mishum de nirakim avashal b'Shabbos. That's because it looks like you are cooking on Shabbos. De derech bishul b'kach, because that is a regular way to cook. Aval hacha, but over here, ain derech bishul b'kach al yidei hefse kedera. But over here, where you're putting it on top of a pot of food, that is not derech bishul, and therefore it would be okay. The ain derech mavashel, it doesn't look like cooking. And therefore, the Mishabura over here is explaining that even though when it's not a case of chazara, you can't take something out of the fridge and go put it on the stove, even if it's garfa katum, even if it was warm, you can't do any of that stuff on Shabbos because it looks like you're cooking. But over here, where you're putting it on top of a pot of food, so there is more lenient and you can make an initial placement on Shabbos, even if it's not a chazara, that you're returning it back to the stove that it was on, it's mutter kezir, it's not nerukim avashal, because you're putting it on top of the other pot of food. V'im yesh ba harbe shuman shenikrush, but if there's a lot of fat that is congealed, then yesh lahachmir mishum nolad, then one should be machmir because of nolad shenimoach hashuman, because then the fat melts and turns into liquid. Kemo shekasav shimon shin yud ches sifta zayin bahaga ayin sham. So that is the heter of the mechaber over here, that you can take food out of the refrigerator that's fully cooled off, fully cooked, and you can place it on top of your cholent. But to do hatmana there under the garments, that would be forbidden. Sifkat and peches, ratzalomar, dim kederas achamin, if the chulen pot, or hamechem, or the urn, hayo mechusam ilamala bibigodim, if it was covered on top with clothing, afiluim ein eish tachteha, even if there would be no fire underneath, gamkein osir lahatmana pandish tachas habigodim mishum isra hatmana. That would be osir to put this meat roll underneath the garments because of an isra atmana. The kaim alon, because we hold the osir lahatnin b'shabbos. It's osir to insulate on Shabbos. Afilu tavshil shumuvushil kol tzarko. Even a dish that is fully cooked, v'cham, and it's hot, v'afilu b'dover she'ei mosef hevel, even if it's not going to add heat, just to insulate and keep in the heat on Shabbos is forbidden. And therefore, practically speaking, what we're discussing over in the Mechaber is you could put your deli roll on top of your crock pot on Shabbos morning to warm up your deli roll, but you can't wrap your deli roll in order to keep it hot. This is talking about when the crock pot is on, but even if it wouldn't be on, let's say you took your cholent off the crock pot and you just put it down on the counter, and you want to put a wrap deli roll on top of it to warm up, that would also be a problem, because even if it's not Mosef Hevel, so even though it's not on the fire anymore, that still would be a problem. The poskim do say that having something wrapped in tinfoil, one layer of tinfoil, that's not called hatmana, because that's the normal way that you wrap it up. That's how you put it away. That's not called hatmana. But if you would wrap it in a few levels of tinfoil, or you put a towel around it, that would be absolutely forbidden because of atmana. That's what he's telling us over here. So although you could put it on top of the crock pot, but you have to make sure that you are not doing atmana. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayiters of Kadam Peites. That's going on that which the Ramah tells us. The Ramah said in the beginning of Huadin Sha'asr La'nichol Agave Kira Afilo Grufa V'Ketuma. The same thing applies that it's Asr to place on top of a Kira, even if it was Garif HaKotam, to lo etiru el HaChazara. Because you're only allowed to do Chazara, you can't do an initial placing on top of a Kira, even if it is Garif HaKotam. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Peites, V'hanocha L'chalchila B'Shabbos Aser. Doing an initial placement on Shabbos is forbidden. Afilu hu adayin rosachas umitzamek v'ralu. Even if it's still hot, and the more it cooks, it's going to be worse for you, it is still Aser to do an initial Hanocha on Shabbos. But then we said that there are those who are matir to put the food inside the oven if it was only baked in from before Shabbos, and therefore doesn't have so much heat there anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tzadi, Lita in Lesoch, Hainu, shenosein b'Shabbos b'boker b'soch ha-tanur. You're putting Shabbos morning inside the oven, hatavshil shenisbashel, a dish that was already cooked, kedei sheyeschamim, in order to warm it up. The avshe b'toch ha-tanur v'akira, even though normally placing inside a tanur and akira, kaim alone we hold afilu garav v'katum asr l'hachzir, even as garav v'katum you can't return inside a kira or a tanur. The Einu Mutarak Al Gabo, that's only permissible on top. Again, we learned earlier that's only when you have an inside and a top, which we don't normally have. But if you have an inside and a top, it's us to put it inside. Hacha, over here, Acha Shalo Itminu Bo Chamin LeShabbos, since you were not heating up food leading into Shabbos, Rak Ofu Bo Mi Bo Yom, you just baked earlier in the day in this oven on Friday, Ein Bo Lomacha Rak Chomuat. Therefore, there's only a little bit of heat remaining Shabbos morning in this oven, the ein nira kimavashal ayidei zeh, and therefore it doesn't look like you're cooking by putting it into an oven that hasn't been used in so long, and it's a little bit hot, but it's not so hot that does not look like mavashal, and therefore even though normally it's usher to put it inside the oven, here it would be permissible. Umashma diim hoya tomim bochamim ba'erev. The mashmos is only it's mutter if the oven was only used for baking in the middle of the day on Friday, but if you had stuff staying in the oven from before Shabbos and it was heating up a lot right before Shabbos, the nafish havli the tanur, and therefore there's a lot of heat going on in the tanur. Ha'yosur litein bo baboker atavshel shenisbashel kedei lehischamim. Then it would be in fact usher to put the dish into the oven to warm up in the morning. The chol zehu la kolbo. This is all only according to the sheet of the kolbo. Aval b'darchei Moshe v'chemei haramah le'el b'sebeis ba'agav. But according to the darchei Moshe, like we saw in the Ramah earlier in this siman, muchat nohagim lohakel lahachzir l'toch ha-tanur b'chol gavni. The minhag is that it is mutter to put it back into the tanur, to do chazara back to the tanur. Elo shemesayim shom detov lahachmir. But he ends off that still it's good to be machmir. Again, this is the heter of the Ramah that we saw when he brings the sheet of the Ram, that if you're doing chazara from something you took off on Shabbos, to put it back on Shabbos, so the Ramah brought the Ram that was very lenient, and he said over there you could put it back even inside the oven. So therefore, this chumrah that if it was heated up right before Shabbos and it's very hot, that you shouldn't do it, that's only according to the kolbo, but according to this Ramah, if it was heated up before Shabbos, you still would be allowed to return it on Shabbos inside as long as the taking off was done on Shabbos and the returning was done on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayiter in Sifkot and Tzadi Aleph, we said as long as the dish was not fully cooled off. The im hoya hatavshil mitzanim legamri, because if the dish that you want to put back into this oven that had baking done in it on Friday afternoon, if it was fully cooled off, kaim alon the yesh od mishun bishul. Assuming there's liquid there, it would be a problem of bishul achar bishul. V'aser lahaniach afilu b'tanur zeh, and it would be aser to put it back even in, to put it into even this tanur. The shema yagia tavshil ad shia yatzul levesbo. Because maybe the tashel, by putting it in this oven, even though it's not so hot, it still might be hot enough to get the food to be at soledesbo, and that would be a problem if there's liquids of bishel achar bishel. So therefore, we're saying so far that there's a heter if the oven was only used on Friday afternoon or early in the day on Friday to bake, so there's not so much heat in it, but obviously there's enough heat that can make something yatzo lettuce bow, so you can't put something in it on Shabbos. However, something that fully cooled off, that's liquidy, you can't put it on Shabbos, because if it can get yatzo lettuce bow, that will be a problem of bishul achar bishul. But then the Ramah wrote that the yesh machmirim bazeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzadi Beis, taimam, the reason why they're machmir is, the chazoro l'toch ha-tanur l'olam aser. Chazara inside the tanur they hold is always aser. Beinim achom shebetanur rav o ma'at. Whether the heat that's inside the oven is a lot or a little bit. The lo nosnu chachamim debrayim l'shiurim. The chacham did not give different measurements. If it's hot, it's a problem. Miu dafka kishiyesh chom betanur sheyatzel lettuce bow. But of course, it will only be a problem if there is heat in the oven to the shear of Yatsu lettuce bow. If it's not even Yatsu lettuce bow, it doesn't have a shame of a tanur that was heated up. It's totally a mutter. There's no problem whatsoever. And the Ramah then wrote, and we have this adjustment of the Mishabura, that he reads in the third to last line of the Ramah, V'yesh machmirim bazeh she'im hachom kol kach betanur she'yatsu lezbo aser. So those who are machmir, that if the heat inside is yatsu lezbo, it will be aser. Says the Mishabura in Tzadi Gimel, Tzarech lomar she'im hachom. The ilav hachi, if you're going to read it not as she'im, but just vi'im, so then you have V'yesh machmirim bazeh, there are those who are machmir, and then you say, if the heat is yatsu lezbo, it's going to be aser. Because the ilav hachi, if you're not going to read it with the shin, afilu l'hayesh machmirim shari, then even according to the ones who are machmir, then it's going to be mutter. Because if it's only talking about yatsu lettuce bow in the next line, the imachom kokach betanu shayatsu lettuce bow, that means the v'yesh machmirim bazeh is saying even if it's not yatsu lettuce bow, and it's pashut that it'll be mutter, even if it is, if it's not yatsu lettuce bow. So you can't say yesh machmirim bazeh when it's not yatsu lettuce bow. So it has to be the yesh machmirim is yesh machmirim that if it is yatsu lettuce bow, then it would be aser. But if it's not yatsu lettuce bow, then it would be permissible. V'chein tzosim haramah le'el b'sov siv beis b'hagah. There is an important note over here, note number 113. So we just said in the Mishabura over here that it's dafka if the heat in the tanur was yatsu lettuce bow. If it wasn't yatsu lettuce bow, it doesn't have a shame of a tanur that was heated up. So ulagabe pach mateches godol hamunach agabe ha'esh. Let's say a person has a blech over his stove. Sheyesh bo mekomos harachokim and alahava. And there are places on the blech that are far away from the flame. But often she'efsher lechamim aleim tavshul b'shir shayatsu lettuce bow. It will be impossible to put a dish over there and have it reach the point of yatsu lettuce bow. Afilu im yamdu sham kol hayom. Even if you would put it at the edge of the blech the entire day, it would never reach Yatsu lettuce bow. So Rav Moshe says, Shemutter litein sham tavshel afilu batchila. You could even take something out of the refrigerator and place it on that part of the blech if you know that it can't get to Yatsu lettuce bow, that's 100% fine. In the next paragraph, he says, however, Das Rav Yoshev she'ein chiluk bein mokom l'mokom agabe apach. You can't be mechalek different places on the blech. Sha'kol bechlal hakiru, that's all considered the stove, and therefore, there's a machlokas here between Moshe and Rav Yoshev. Can you take something out of the fridge that's dry and warm it up? Truth is, if it's liquid, it'll be also fine because it's not going to reach Yatsu lettuce bow. And you're going to put it on a point of the blech that you know for sure, even if it stayed there all day, we're not going to get Yatsu lettuce bow. Is that permissible or is that not permissible?
Liquid, would it be top of Nolad?
No, that's only if it's congealed. Like we said before, there's a lot of, then it might be a problem with Nolad, yes. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Sivkotan, we're up to Tzadi Dalad. So we said in the Ramah that all the things that are usher to do for yourself, it's usher to tell a goy to do it. Says the Mishabura in Tzadi Dalad, Hainu afilu dvarim she'en bohem rak isa d'rabbanan, even things that are only usher d'rabbanan, you can't ask a goy to do. And therefore the Ramah said it's usher to tell a goy to heat up a kedera if it cooled off. Sifkoden tzadihei, afivu im lo yitna gabe ha'esh or akira mamish, even if he's not going to put it on the fire or on the stove mamish, rather he's going to put it, you know, on top of the oven, dishuv eim bazem yishuv isra chazara, so there's certainly no problem here of chazara, afa pikein, osir mishum isra bishul, but still there is a problem over here of bishul, kevan shenitzdanin legamri, since it was fully cooled off and there's liquids there, and you ask the guy to return it, that would be a problem of bishul. Kemosha kosav simin shin yud ches siv dalid v'siv tesvav b'haga ayin shom. Umikomakom kosva magen avram u'shari achronim. De b'dievid yesh lahatir atavshul b'ofen zeh shelo ha'amido al ha'esh mamish. B'dievid, you can rely that if the guy put it on top of the oven, but not on the fire mamish, ki'im al atanur, only on top of the oven, you could be lenient. Me'achar di'yesh poskim shematirin afilu Yisrael asosu l'chadchila. There are some poskim that say, l'chadchila, you could put it on top of the tanur, and even if it's going to get heated up, it's going to be okay for the Jew to do, like we saw in the beginning of the Siman, l'fi the Rashba, that holds ein bishul achar bishul, even by liquids, so since there are some shittas that say it would be okay, so it would be mutter. B'dyeved, to have it if the guy did it. And in note 116, he points out, Ukefi Shebir Lakamal, like we explain later on, Shekevan Sheisr Meisr Shabbos Einu Ela Knas from the Rabbanon. Since the Isra are benefiting from something that was done on Shabbos is only a Knas of the Rabbanon, Kodover Sheish Bo Safik Eish L'Hakabo. Anytime there's a Safik, you'd be lenient. Here there's a Safik, if it's like the Rush, like the Rashba, since you have the Rashba to rely on, So the Magen Avraham and the other Achronim say that b'di'eved you can be matir the tavshil that the goy put on top of the oven. Sifkodan tzadivav says afilu tzonin. So this is if the goy heated up the kedera that cooled off, it's usher to eat it even if the dish cooled back to its original state. After lo nena mimelechas eino Yehudi, even though by eating it again when it's cold, you have not benefited anything from that which the goy did for you on Shabbos. Mikomakom knasuhu. Still, there was a fine, a knas placed on the Jew. Shiyamten ad lo erev bechdei sheyase. That the Jew should wait till after Shabbos, the time it takes to heat it up the way he did it. Ho v'nasa melocha aydei tzivuyo. Since lemaisa the goy did melocha based on his command. So even though you're not benefiting because it went back to its state of being cold again, you still have to wait. But if the Jew did not tell him, the goy did it on his own for the Jew, shari lech al tzone, and then you would be allowed to eat it on Shabbos if it cooled off. Since you're not benefiting anything from what the goy did, you never asked him to do it. Therefore, the goy does not have the power to answer it on the Jew. But if the Jew sees him doing it, avada will have to protest. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. I want to go back to a bir halacha that we skipped that's very nogea right now. But the last thing we saw in the Ramah was on the top line of Chav Dalid, but if the goy that you asked to put the food back on the heating source was food that was not fully cooled off, so then it would be okay to eat it. Sifkodan tzadi zayim, v'lochein af agav shenene mehachimum, even though you're benefiting from the heating it up more, shari b'di'eved, that would be mutter to eat it b'di'eved, kevin shehoya yochol lecho b'lochimum, since it was edible, it was still warm before you heated it up, it was edible before, so it'll be mutter even though he heated it up. V'afilu hamidu heinu yudu agabe ha'esh mamish, even if the goy put it mamish on the fire, b'tzivuyo based on your command, af apikein ein lesser atashil b'di'eved, we will not ask for the tavshil, since it was already warm and it was already edible, so he didn't really do so much for you. It's not such a hana that you're getting anyway. Mutar and lecho, you'd be allowed to eat it. If kadan tadiches va'afilu chimim ha'enu yudi tavshil u'basar biyachad, even if the guy heated up for you a dish and meat together, va'tavshil lohaya mitchilo roy lecho machmas tzininuso, and the dish was not really edible before because it was so cold, afal pikein lo neser ha'basar, even though the tavshil will be aser, but the meat that's with it wouldn't be aser, ki hu haya roy lechol af betzonein, since the meat would have been edible when it was cold, so you can eat the meat even though you can't eat the tavshil. So you don't group it as one thing, you take each thing independently, whatever would have been edible before because it was warm, you can eat even though heated it up, and whatever was not edible and he warmed it up would be forbidden. I want to go backwards now to a bir halacha that we skipped yesterday, that now we'll be able to see it clearly because it was based on yesterday's sif and today's sif. And that is that we learned today in the Mechaber and Sifhei that you're allowed to put cold deli roll on top of your crock pot to warm it up on Shabbos morning, assuming you didn't do Atmana. But we learned in Sif Gimel that one who wakes up in the morning, Shabbos morning, and he sees his chulent is about to burn, it's starting to burn, so he's able to take it off, put an empty pot underneath it, and put his pot of food on top of the empty pot. But over here the Mechaber says, but make sure that you don't put it on the floor. Make sure it should still be hot. You're following all the rules of Chazara. So why in Sif Gimel are we following all the rules of Chazara? And why in Sif Hey, we just say you can take it out of the fridge and put it on top. What's the difference? That is the Bir Halacha's question on page Chof Gimel. Divra Maskil V'Yizor Shelo Yosim. I am not going to read the question which I just spoke out. I'm going to skip right to the answer. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line by the period. Achakach matzasi. He's answering what's the difference between Sif Gimel that we require the rules of Chazara to put it back on top of the empty pot, and in Sif Hey, we require that we allow you to take it out of the fridge and it's not a din of Chazara at all. Achakach matzasi b'prim begodim she'ishev zoha kushu b'tuv tam. The prim begodim gives the gavad l'gateretz. V'hu? The b'sif Hey, Sha'iri bo'medes agabe kederas cham in Sif Hey, which we learned tonight, which was putting some food on top of a pot of chulent, otavshul, some other dish, lo nechshav klal ko'omid agabe kira. The food that you're putting on top, the deli roll you're putting on top of the chulent, the deli roll is not viewed as going on the kira. It's going on the chulent. And in note 103, you don't have to turn there, but the way the Chazon Ish says it is, Shekevan shakedera hatachtona maleya. Since the dish on the bottom is full, bolas hi eschom hakira. That pot of food absorbs the heat of the stove. Ve'ena kedera halyonim mechamemes menakira. And the food on top is not being heated up for the oven at all. Elo mechoma shel kedera tachtona. The deli roll is not being heated up by the crock pot. The deli roll is being heated by the chulent. That's how the Chazon Ish explains it, why it matters that there's food in it. So the Prima Megadim says, back to the Bir Halacha, Lo nechshav klal kohen agabe akira. It's not as if the deli roll is being placed on the kira. So you don't have to follow rules of chazara. This is not chazara. Lahachi mutter af liten lechatchila b'shabes. Therefore, you can take it out of the fridge, put your deli roll on top of your crock pot that's on the kira. Ma she'en kein binyanenu, which is not the case over here in Sif Gimel. Sha'kedera reikonis. Here you have an empty pot. V'omedes raglisto meschom akira. The purpose of the empty pot is just to stop a little bit of the heat of the kira, shaloya kol kach chom, it shouldn't be so hot. Nasis hakira ayidei ze rakisha grufa kira grufa v'katuma. The also itin aleha b'shabes tashul echadchila. Zot the Prima Megadim, but over here, where you're putting an empty pot, what are you doing? You're covering the fire with the empty pot, you're basically just making a garf a katum, that's all you're doing. And therefore, it follows the regular rules of chazara. So when there's food in the bottom pot, so the way the Chazon Ish explains it, so the kira is not heating up your food. The pot of food on the bottom is heating up your food on top, and therefore it doesn't have to follow the rules of chazara. Take it out of the fridge, put the deli roll on your chulin. But if you see your chulin burning and you're putting an empty pot underneath, then you have to make sure you follow all the rules of chazara to return your chulin over there, because basically all you did was put a blech and you made a garf a katum, and that would require the rules of chazara. There's a very important note. Note number 104 in the back. It's on page number 6. Very important note. V'im omedes ha-kedera ha-reikones al-gabe eish mechusa. If you have an empty pot on top of a fire that's covered. And as we just said, that the flipped over pot is accomplishing making a garfa katum. But let's say it was already garfa katum. And as let's say, the way I picture this case is Shabbos afternoon, your kids want to take out potato kugel from the fridge and they want to warm it up. So you have a crock pot that's katum, it's covered. So you want to now flip over an empty pan and put something from the fridge on it. So would that be okay or not? So we said before, if you just put an empty pan on top of a heat source, then you have to follow the rules of chazara. But over here, that you have it garuf a katun before you put the empty pan, maybe it's better. So says note 104, if you're putting the empty pot on top of a covered fire already, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, shemuter laniach alea tafshil, shem borotev. As long as there's no liquid, you can't put a dish on top of it, bitchila. Straight from the fridge, without a case of chazara, kidei lechamo, in order to warm it up. Shekevan sha'es mechus lekfar. Since it's already cotton from the fire, yesh b'hamodos ha'kedera ha'rekonis mishum shinui m'derech habishol. So now you're accomplishing with the empty pot what you accomplish in Sifhei with putting your deli roll on top of the chulin. It's not that of bishul, and therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, that would be mutter. You could take your garva katum crock pot, put an upside down pan over it, and warm up cold deli roll from the fridge on Shabbos afternoon. That is what Shlomo Zalman Rabbah says. However, Me'idach Rav Yoshev argues, and he says, Sha'osar lasos kein af be'esh mechusa. Even if there was a blech there initially, it is still usher to flip over the pot and then put cold food from the fridge on top. Shemi'achar shebira chazanish. Because after the hezbi that we just had from the chazanish, sha'isr la'aniach al-gabe kedera reikonis. That the reason why it's usher to put food initially without chazara onto the empty pot, humishum shemishameshe sila kira. That's because it's still getting the benefit, it's still being heated up from the kira. Therefore, it's like placing the food on the kira. And the Mela says, Yoshev, ein chiluk ben eish megula leish mechusa. According to the logic of the Chazon Ish, it would not matter if the fire was open or the fire was initially covered. And therefore, we have a machlokes here between Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yoshev. Can you take your crockpot bottom, the chulent off, you have the bottom of crockpot, a heat source that is katum from before Shabbos, can you flip over a pan, take out your deli roll from the fridge and put it on top and warm it up? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that you can, and Rav Yoshev says you can't. We'll stop here and continue next time. Mitzvah Shem.